This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. U.S. Undersecretary of State Jaya calls on Prime Minister Deoba and Foreign Minister Khadka. Final vote counts of May 13 local-level elections completed at 708 local levels out of 753 across the country. And World Health Organization expects more cases of monkeypox to emerge globally. Now, the news in detail. A delegation led by U.S. Undersecretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy and Human Rights, Uzra Jaya, held a Kochi meeting with Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba today. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar, discussions were held on Nepal-U.S. relations and various topics of mutual interest. Prime Minister Deoba expressed happiness to welcome the U.S. delegation. Likewise, a delegation led by Undersecretary of State Jaya today itself paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka at the ministry. According to the ministry, the meeting between the minister and Jaya focused on friendly bilateral relations and cooperation in bilateral and multilateral forums, as well as on other various issues. Jaya, who also serves as the U.S. Special Coordinator for Tibetan Issues, arrived in Kathmandu on Friday on her three-day visit to Nepal on occasion of the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the diplomatic relations between Nepal and the United States. Final vote counts of the May 13 local-level election have been completed at 709 local levels out of 753 across the country. According to the Election Commission, the local levels reporting the final vote counts results make up to more than 93% of the total numbers. The results tally puts the Nepali Congress in the topmost position, followed by the CPN-UML and the CPN-Maoist Center. Counting is underway at some major local levels such as Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bharatpur, Pokhara and Birganj metropolises and some others. The local level election will elect 35,221 office bearers. The Election Commission has aimed to conclude the vote counting before May 24th, including all the metropolitan cities. As the Election Commission said, it is yet to take a final decision over the election disputes at Budiganga Municipality in Bajura and Triyuga Municipality 12 in Udaipur. It is yet to decide whether to go on with the vote counting or hold re-election in the above-mentioned places. According to the preliminary results, an independent mayoral candidate of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Balindra Saha, is still leading the vote count. According to the latest tally provided by the Election Commission, Balindra is leading with 38,894 votes, while Srijana Singh, the Nepali Congress candidate from coalition, has secured 21,538 votes, and CPN-UML candidate Keshab Sthapit is following behind with 20,965 votes. Similarly, the mayoral candidate of Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Renu Dahal, is still in the lead in the vote count. Dahal has received 36,272 votes, while her closest competitor, Vijay Subedi of CPN-UML, has secured 28,418 votes. Similarly, the mayoral candidate of Pokhara Metropolitan City, Dhanaraj Acharya, is still leading the vote count with 40,434 votes, while his closest competitor, Krishna Thapa of CPN-UML, has secured 35,174 votes. Collection of the Yarsa Gumba or the caterpillar fungus in Dolpa district will open for the public from coming May 25th. An all-party meeting convened by the District Coordination Committee, Dolpa, decided to allow collection of the herb in Sei Foksundu National Park and various community forests until June 24th, stating that the public has not been able to collect Yarsa Gumba for a long time due to COVID-19 pandemic. This time it was opened for about a month. Residents of the buffer zone within the district and outside of the district will be charged different entrance fees for Yarsa collection as per the National Parks Act and regulations. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds, hail is possible at some places of Madhya Province and Lumini Province, and light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at some places of the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 15.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.8 degrees Celsius with 4.7 millimeters of rain. At present, there is a general effect of local winds or low pressure line around Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal of India and westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Anthony Albanese is set to become Australia's next Prime Minister after leading the Labour Party to its first election victory in more than a decade. Albanese has vowed to take the country in a new direction with a big shift in climate policy. He is to be sworn in as Prime Minister on Monday, but it is not clear whether his party will have a majority in the parliament. Climate change was a key concern for voters after 3 years of record-breaking bushfire and flood events. Vote counting is still going on and it is unclear whether Labour can get 76 seats to secure a majority in the 151-member lower house of parliament. Final results may not be known for several days as electoral offices have just started counting nearly 3 million postal votes. Mr. Albanese, who will be heading Australia's first Labour government in almost a decade, also promised to adopt more ambitious emissions target. However, he has so far refused calls to phase out coal use or to block the opening of new coal mines. The World Health Organization has said it expects to identify more cases of monkeypox as it expands surveillance in countries where the disease is not typically found. The United Nations agency said on Saturday 92 confirmed cases and 28 suspected cases of monkeypox have been reported from 12 member states that are not endemic to the virus, adding it will provide further guidance and recommendations in the coming days for countries on how to mitigate the spread of monkeypox. Monkeypox is an infectious disease that is usually mild and is endemic in parts of the West and Central Africa. It is spread by close contact, so it can be relatively easily contained through such measures such as self-isolation and hygiene. U.S. President Joe Biden has said North Korea has not responded to a U.S. offer of COVID vaccines as the country battles its first acknowledged outbreak. According to the North Korean state media, nearly 2.5 million people have been sickened by fever in North Korea and it is under a nationwide lockdown. The isolated regime of North Korea has previously torn down offers of vaccines from COVAX, the global vaccine sharing scheme, and from South Korea, as well as reportedly declining other offers. Instead, it claimed to have successfully kept COVID out of the country by sealing its border, although experts believe that the virus has been present there for some time. Meanwhile, China is also struggling to control a wave of infections from the highly transmissible Omicron variant, with tens of millions of people under some form of lockdown. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. U.S. Secretary of State Zia calls on Prime Minister Deoba and Foreign Minister Khadka. Final vote counts of May 13 local-level elections completed at 708 local levels out of 753 across the country. And World Health Organization expects more cases of monkeypox to emerge globally. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.